This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Gene Chandler from 1964.
I feel like I'm going back in time to the time when I would love just sitting in the studio listening to this stuff and getting paid to talk about it. It was one of the most fantastic jobs I ever had in my life, in fact.
Good music.
Oh, yeah. It's great stuff. All right, so we have 7 after the hour. Good day time. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner, brought to you in part by Progressive Insurance. Insurance they have for your motorcycle, your boat, your RV, your car. They got it. You need it. Call them at 800-PROGRESSIVE, or you can go online to progressive.com and be helped right out. Talking this week about Joe Biden going to the executive closet, the executive suite, a move as an executive order focusing on artificial intelligence, safety, job security, privacy, all part of the vision that he didn't come up with this. His staff came up with it, and he announced it. And so I just was thinking about this as it applies to radio. We've talked about this as various. We've had experiences here. We tried a couple of things. James put some stuff into some. I don't know what you put it into. But my voice came out, and it wasn't me with whatever it was that we were talking about. And you can see how that happens. Jennifer Horn tried it on her program a couple of times. I'm sure everybody on the radio has tried to figure this out and tried to figure out how it could be used as we go forward, right? So in terms of this particular executive order, the government says it's the first step to regulate artificial intelligence. And so as you think about it, and I think about it in my business, I wonder how it's going to affect us. Will we have some of it every day? There are some commercials that are being produced now that are using artificial voices that sound like human voices. Because let's face it, most of the voices on commercials that you hear, unless it's the host of the program or someone who's a celebrity that you can immediately identify, the voices are for hire. There are voice over artists. They call them voiceover artists all around the country. I have a lot of friends on my Facebook page who are voice. Some of them do local stuff, and some of them do regional spots. Some of them do national spots. And this could all go away using artificial intelligence. That's just one thing. But it's kind of, I guess what I'm concerned about are the news programs and what comes out of the news person, news man, news woman. What do you, how do you know whether the stuff that's coming out, the voices in the news is real news? Or is it generated by some artificial intelligence that could potentially mislead you or harm you in some way, right? Think about that.
If it's on TV and you see, I would think that you could trust it if you are watching the full story in its entirety on TV. It's when it comes to social media and people are sharing things around. And a lot of people do not do their own research. They trust the person who shared it and don't question it, and they just run with it. And a lot of times that person probably got it from somewhere else who got it from somewhere else, and the line gets lost, and nobody is checking to see if this is even real. And now the fact that people can have somebody else's voice, even have an entire image of somebody, a video of somebody that could be completely AI and not even realize it.
Well, I think there's that. But also in terms of, let's take talk radio, for example, and the stuff we already have, fraud and deception on the air. Look at Alex Jones, right? He was a fraud and deceived people. And then is there a way of creating that so that that can be done all the time by somebody? And then there's no, you don't hold anybody responsible. With Alex Jones, he got sued and he has to pay $1 billion in fines to the people who he offended. But if it's some AI-generated thing, well, who are you going to sue? You can't, nobody's going to, for incorrect information, or more importantly, the stuff I was thinking about with Halloween, the War of the Worlds, what happened on the radio in 1939. The fact that people thought it was real. It wasn't, but it felt like it. It sounded like it. And so AI could create that on the air at any time, all the time. And so there's, in the proposal that Biden's come up with, this is one of the few things I think I've agreed with Biden on in terms of how to make sure you understand the lay of the land with this stuff. But it's a brand new game for radio and for media in general. That can be very disruptive. These technologies are very, or have the potential to be very good or very bad. And so some people who are not particularly scrupulous run radio programs or radio stations could use this stuff to try to get a competitive edge over the other stations in a market or something. I mean, there's any number of ways you can use it. But I'm glad that there is some stuff. I think this has to be really reined in. I don't know, you know, it's how are you going to rein in the Chinese or anybody else who wants to create havoc with this? They're not in America. There's no rule on them unless you can curb somehow the stuff that they use to transmit this. And that sounds like a sticky wicket in itself. Wow. What a can of worms, huh? Woof. Speaking of a can of worms, a lot of people are becoming concerned, Jay, about the Palestinian refugees and whether or not they will come to the United States. As the war goes on, there's certainly, I think the last figure I saw was like 1.5 million people have been displaced inside of Gaza. And they're not having an easy time getting out. The Israelis said, get out before we attack, but there's no safe way to get out. And so if they can get out, where are they going to go? And the immediate answer to that from a lot of folks is, yeah, go to America, or go to France, or go to England. They oftentimes go to Spain. They don't oftentimes go to Italy, which is interesting. A lot of them go to Turkey. But eventually they migrate to Canada, to the United States. They're not going to go to Mexico. You can be sure of that. They won't go to the islands of the Caribbean because most of those independent islands have very strict rules on who can come there. You know, if you're going down and you're a tourist, that's one thing. But getting in there, just tough. We need to learn a few lessons from that. So I don't know. I'm sure there's somebody dealing with this sort of thing. There are a number of Palestinians and folks from the Middle East that come here, and just like other folks come from other parts of the world. And I say as long as they can contribute and do something that's good for the country as well as good for themselves, then let them come. Mm-hmm. If they can't, then don't. You can't come here. If you're not going to contribute, you're going to suck off. Nope. Matthew Perry. Now, of all the people who have weighed in on what happened to him, I see a couple of this jerk on Saturday Night Live, who is a washed-up comedian that took a shot at him, thought he was funny.
A former writer. Mm-hmm.
Ah, what a jerk. Anyway, so but everybody's weighing in, including the pickleball coach. Matthew Perry's pickleball coach has apparently been interviewed because he was the last person to come in contact with Matthew Perry in his life. So after the pickleball game, he went home and got in the hot tub, and that was the end of that. So everybody wants to interview the pickleball coach, I suppose, right? What are you going to learn? Well, his last moments were spent playing pickleball. Okay.
Then he went home and sent his assistant on a quick errand. And by the time the assistant came back home, it was just too late.
Well, but I'm making a point in terms of people wanting to get in on the action, right? They all want to feel part of the story. And, of course, the main part of the story is how sad it was and the lesson that can be learned by doing vigorous physical exercise and then jumping into a cold shower or jumping into a hot, either extreme, really cold or really hot. If you don't have a really strong heart, it's going to have a negative impact on you. And certainly Matthew Perry didn't have a strong heart after all the drugs and stuff that he used for all those years. It took a toll on his system. I still thought he was a good-looking guy, frankly. I thought he, you know, he came across as being someone who, if you look at him, he always had a nice tan and he looked like
he was so enjoyable.
Smile.
Like,
yeah, right.
It was so heartbreaking that he really was so tortured, and he just brought so much joy to people with his work and his craft. And, of course, Chandler being on Friends was iconic, but also Fools Rush In with Selma Hayek and the whole 9 yards, the whole 10 yards with Bruce Willis. It was just always so much fun to watch. 17 again?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think all the cast of Friends has now come out with something, haven't they?
Their joint statement. And they pretty much said what everybody would expect them to say, and it's the truth that they weren't just castmates. They were a real family.
Oh,
they just lost their brother.
Yeah. Yeah, the word they used, I think, was devastated. Yeah, they were. And that's what made the show. People could tell. You can tell the chemistry of people. You know, when you go to a movie or watch a TV show, you can tell who has chemistry and who doesn't. And that sort of bleeds through to the longevity of the show, frankly. Billions has just wrapped up 7 seasons. And if you look at the last, I was watching the last episode last night, and the camaraderie, you knew these people worked well together. Another great example of it is Blue Bloods. The same cast for as long as the show's been on the air. And you can tell that when you watch them sit around the table for the dinners, it's one of the highlights of the show, but you can tell that they like each other. Right? And that's the kind of stuff they were talking about. And that certainly was embodied by Friends. All right, 18 after, this is Good Day.
To my newborn baby boy, the day you arrived was one of the happiest days of my life. Right up there with the day I bought my RV from that guy on the internet and insured it with Progressive. What a deal. Just know, son, I'll always be here for you. And by here, I mean in the middle of absolutely nowhere. In my RV. Protect your baby with an RV policy from Progressive. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you could save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Sherry is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, my name is Sherry. I'm 76 and I live on the Oregon coast. My husband, Sam, we've been married 53 years. We have a medical device company, have 2 daughters, and then 2 granddaughters. I noticed that thoughts and memories were not there like they were when I was much younger. A friend gave me a bottle of Prevagen and said it had helped her. So I thought, well, why not try it? Since taking Prevagen, my memory has gotten better. My thought processes have gotten better. And it's like the puzzle pieces have all been put together. I wish I would have known about Prevagen a few years before. It's worth a try.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment. All things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Three after the hour now. This is the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. James Collins is at the controls in our studio in Denver. So we have, in terms of social media, because that's what this portion of every hour is about, social media things, the technology that leads us to use social media, and you can always connect with us on all the social media by using the same handle, which is at Good Day Networks. Matter of fact, if you're having trouble getting the program, you can go to Good Day Networks and get the program. So what's going on with the Supreme Court as they consider when the government is allowed to block followers on social media? So wasn't the discussion yesterday, Jay, when we were talking about this, about the private companies blocking followers? Now, this is about when the government can block followers.
Yeah, this is questionable because one would think that the government wouldn't be permitted to, but also some people are trolls and you can mute people without blocking them. So they could still see your stuff, but you can't see if they are sending you tweets or direct. They can't send you direct messages. You won't see any of that stuff if you have them muted.
Yeah.
But does it become a potential safety hazard if a government blocks their own public from seeing them?
So what do you think is the right approach here? The First Amendment implications are very, very serious for this. And that's probably, you know, that's what makes, as Justice Kagan said, these cases hard. This is, you know, the involvement, the question about First Amendment, that stuff is all through and through and through, threaded through these issues.
Mm-hmm.
So the justices have noted the implications for both a public official who retains the right to maintain a personal account, that's the rub, and followers who find themselves blocked when the official disagrees with their comments. So if it's a private, I think this is fairly cut and dried, wouldn't you?
Yeah, if it's a personal account, if it's a personal account, then if they want to block people or make it a private account, they are absolutely within their right. But what about when it is an actual governmental account?
Right.
Like,
no,
they
you can't
say
do
the
it.
POTUS account. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. You can't do that. No. But then I'm now distracted because I'm looking at what Clarence Thomas had said about this, and I see he is, in my opinion, the worst justice to be on the Supreme Court in my lifetime for any number of reasons, including some of his ignorant reasons for making December. That's just a personal thing. But the fact that this guy has been corrupted and allowed to stay on the Supreme Court after all the corruption, the stuff that's being paid for by some of his friends. Hell, he's got a $234,000 RV that he never paid for that some guy just gave him. And you're not, in a situation like that, you can't do that stuff. Mm. Even if it isn't illegal, it certainly is unethical. It would certainly seem to me that way. So there's two different issues. And so I get sidetracked when we're talking about these sorts of things because I wonder what kind of an ignorant decision or thought he'll have on this stuff. He's just awful.
Do you remember when Donald Trump was president and there was an issue about that ended up being dismissed because he was blocking individuals from Twitter, but he wasn't using the POTUS account. He was using his own individual account because that was also an issue that they wanted, those they people wanted him to stop using his personal account and use POTUS. And he was like, no. And this is why, because he wanted to have full ownership. And
but don't you think it's clear there? Drawing the line between what's official and what's personal is fairly easy in that circumstance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because there's two different accounts. And so there have been other circumstances. Here's a city manager in Michigan had a Facebook account that was private, limited to his personal friends. And the account became so popular, he converted it to a public page, and then he got into trouble. So there you go. That's a sticky issue. Be interesting to see what they come up with on it. 28 after the hour here on Good Day.
Among other things, I've been called frugal. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. Hey, it all adds up, so it makes sense to question every expense now. For instance, can you live without your telephone landline? That bill shows up like clockwork month after month while you make most of your calls on a smartphone, right? Unless you need what we used to call the phone company for internet access, cut the cord and take a closer look at your credit card bill. What recurring charges can you live without? Apps like Truebill help you track and manage your subscriptions. If you bank with Bank of America, their free Keep the Change feature rounds up your purchases to the next dollar and deposits it into your savings account. It all adds up. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-500-2021. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-500-2021. 800-500-2021. That's 800.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. FBI Director Christopher Wray testifying this week on Capitol Hill.
In just the past few weeks, multiple foreign terrorist organizations have called for attacks against Americans and the West. Here in the United States, our most immediate concern is that violent extremists, individuals or small groups, will draw inspiration from the events in the Middle East to carry out attacks against Americans going about their daily lives.
Speaker of the House, Republican Mike Johnson on Fox News last night responds.
The failures of the whole administration and what's happening at the border. And so we've had it open for almost 3 years now. We've had millions and millions of people come in and also known terrorists. And so it would not be surprising to us if terrorist cells are setting up shop around the country. Secure the border. That's what the American people want. It's a top priority of ours, but it has not been for the White House.
Thanks for listening, my friend. It's well appreciated. I'm Lance Pry. USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Now I bid you good day, sir.
This is going to be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
You can call from so many devices nowadays, so there's no excuse. Call 855-999-DOUG, 855-999-3684.
But there's a full moon rising. Let's go dancing in the light.
A commercial radio program that has commercials but doesn't sound like it's a commercial radio program, although it doesn't sound like public broadcasting. I don't think anybody would confuse what we do here with PBS. Nope. I don't think, anyway. Listen, maybe sometimes things get a little fuzzy here, and sometimes that's good, sometimes not so good. But I think you have to have, frankly, talking about that and trying to inspire people, which is part of what I have on my mind when I'm on the air with Jay. Doug Steffen, by the way, with the Good Day program, and Jay Kirshner. I try, whether it's obvious or not, sometimes maybe more obvious than others, I have a clear goal with each portion of the program. Sometimes I do wander off, Jay smiling to herself. Sometimes I wonder, after I've spent 10 or 15 minutes trying to make a point, if it's taken me that long to make the point, I'm not making the point. Right? I mean, I think that's kind of obvious. If you can't make a point in the first couple of minutes of a conversation where you stand on something, then you are probably if you keep searching for where am I going with this and what am I trying to say, probably
I think about
it's
the
best.
Jokes.
Yeah.
Like if you had to explain the punchline, then it wasn't a joke.
Right.
Like those kind of things. Yeah.
The ones I did with Halloween in mind.
No, those were beautiful. Those were amazing.
You like those? Okay. Mm-hmm. Glad you like those. Yep. Portion of the program brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. You get the parts and service you need from the pros. The PPPers, the triple peers at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Who are the triple peers? The professional parts people at O'Reilly
Auto Parts.
Yeah. Speaking of autos, General Motors has joined Ford and Chrysler. The strike is over. People working for the big companies, happy to get back to work. And they actually did pretty well. They were looking for 40%. They got 25, 26, 27% over 4.5 years. The union members are, I think, voting to ratify in the next day or so. The national spotlight is off them. They go back to making the things that they make well. We're happy to have all these cars and trucks made in America. Want to keep that going. We have to keep an eye on what it costs. But when I realized the other day, this is a statement, actually, from the lady who runs General Motors. Her name is Mary Barra, B-A-R-R-A. She said they had to balance the needs of the company with their employees. And that's thoughtful. She also pointed out, and I think I thought this was pretty historic, it was a mind blower. She said the amount of money that they're getting in their raise is equivalent to what they made 22 or 23 years ago. In fact, 1999, 2000, they were making hourly what they got in a raise this year. Is that, do you understand what
That's
I'm saying?
That's telling, yeah.
Yeah, it really is. Telling about a lot of things, about you know, how they want to keep jobs in America, also the inflation rate, you know, stuff like that. Not, I don't know, just find it kind of it's interesting. That's what it is. It's interesting, and maybe if you're working in a small business and you're trying to figure out how to get a raise out of your boss, you know, go back and look at what you were making if you're in the same company in the year 2000, and let's say you were making $5-6 an hour, right? And you're now making $16 an hour, and you want a raise, can you ask the boss for $6 an hour? You can ask. See where it gets you. I just had to do a round of stuff with people on the farm because it's awfully hard on the farm to, you know, make ends meet. It doesn't make a difference what kind of farming you're doing. So, I mean, and no matter what it is, I shouldn't say the farming stuff is very obvious because people are understanding how they've disrespected those people who raise the food and provide you with good quality food to eat rather than the crap that's available in a can. But then when you look at the radio business, it's fallen apart since 1996 with the advent of the act that was passed by Congress to liberalize or supposedly to fix all the problems that were in the various communication worlds. But in that stroke of a pen, it legalized or opened up the door so that a company could buy as many radio stations as they wanted. And as a result of that, we have much less competition. Stuff that's on the air is not anywhere near as good as it used to be. And the economics of it is very challenging compared to what used to be. It's just the way a lot of businesses are done.
Oh, absolutely. And now with AI, where it's basically taking people's jobs, and it's just an automated voice saying the name of a song and the artist, and then moving on.
Yeah, that's it. All right, here's the story of an Illinois man who pled not guilty in the stabbing of a six-year-old Muslim boy over the Hamas-Israeli conflict. His name is Joseph Zuba. He stabbed this young fellow, 26 times. What is the matter with you? You creature, you.
Mm-hmm.
What is the matter with this? What, how do people, you're going after a six-year-old boy because he's a Muslim? What the hell's the matter with you?
Yeah, went for the mother and the son. They're calling it a targeted attack. And this guy has the audacity to say, nope, not guilty.
Yeah, all right. Good for him. Oh, he fries in hell. It is what anybody, no matter, I don't have to go through it, right? I mean, what else is there to say? There are a lot of Palestinian militant groups that are sort of sub-Hamas, if you know what I mean. There are a lot of wannabes now that are turning up. It's Hamas and Hezbollah to a lesser extent, but the Israelis are going after Hamas strongholds. And so they're trying to make some points. I see that there have been some videos showing three hostages. One woman going after, these are Israeli hostages, going after the Israeli leadership because they didn't protect them. What do you expect? They've probably, the guys, this happens, this is the oldest trick in the book. This shows you how mindless the people are in causes like this. They're so immature, they're using these old tricks. Okay, get in front of the camera and tell everybody how bad the Israelis are, or I'll shoot you. Okay, so what are you going to do? You going to let them shoot you, or are you going to get in front of the camera and say, those damn Israelis, they're responsible for this whole thing? What would you do under the circumstance? I'd probably say...
Well, I mean, humans are hardwired to want to survive, that a lot of times the more justified side or the thought-out, the well-thinking side kind of gets quiet because, what is it, the amygdala? It says survive in any way, shape, or form, and even if that means doing what you're told.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That has happened time after time after time. So here's... something that was disturbing. We might as well do all the disturbing stuff together, right? This guy, I was looking at them. There are two or three stories that's floating around of this guy who was up in a Ferris wheel, right? He's obviously got ill intentions. Guy's covered with body armor, and he's heavily armed. So he goes. And this is an amusement park in Glenwood, California. I'm sorry, Colorado. He gets into the Ferris wheel and goes up. And he's loaded with. I mean, the guy's obviously got intention to do whatever he can to make harm at this amusement park. But somehow he had second thoughts. I'm guessing because he killed himself up on the top of the Ferris wheel, right? He had a semi-automatic gun.
He's still investigating, but he was found dead with all of these handmade explosives on his person, in the car, in his vehicle.
Yeah. So, again, is there a day that goes by? This is really the consideration. This is really the thought pattern. Is there a day that goes by that there isn't something like this going on somewhere in our country? Maybe elsewhere around the world, but, you know. So... this is the better side of human nature. All right, we'll have a comparison, compare and contrast. Compare this story to the last one. The story of Shannon Pinkerton, who has discovered the truth about who her parents are. Parents run a group home for children with special needs. So this couple adopted six young men. All of them have Down syndrome. And the lady, the mother, said, this is Shannon Pinkerton, who's 52 years old. Her husband's Troy, is 56. They've adopted six children with Down syndrome in the last, 15 years? And their mantra is, everybody deserves a family. And boy, isn't that true. Think of what we would be like if we didn't have a family. If some sort, whether it's a blood family, well, I had a second family on the farm, and they were probably the most influential people in my life growing up. So these people have a little farm in Wyoming. I think is it Wyoming or Colorado? Wyoming.
Wyoming. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They have chickens that they raise on the farm, and they've taught the kids about what grows, what life is about. But imagine the challenge of having one child with Down syndrome, never mind six.
And if
what must these people be made of?
Well, and a few of these young men were already in their 20s when they were adopted, and it kind of is one of those things that we discuss. We've discussed a lot recently, I feel like, of children who age out of the system and what happens to them. But I don't think that there's much thought over special needs children who age out of the system. What happens to them? And so when you have these 20-year-old, 20-something young men who have no family, completely without, and these amazing people who are like, nope, you're coming home with me.
Right,
you are going to be part of our family. Yep. Everybody deserves a family.
All right, here's another family story, not quite the same. A mother went to court to get her two adult sons out of their house. They're in their 40s. She's 75. The two sons are living at home, and she was sick of it. They weren't paying rent, so she threw them out. They kept coming back, so she went to court, and the court sided with her. She filed a lawsuit to have these two kids, they're men, 40 and 42, removed from the home. And the woman said her sons were parasites.
The
pair living. That's a story in The Guardian. Reporting the mother had asked the sons to live on their own. Neither of them wanted to. So they stayed, and she was paying all the bills. Hello, you're 40 years old, right?
She's
get
over
out
it.
Of here. Jeez. Imagine if, well, I don't
cut
know.
The cord.
Even if you live at home and the parents are happy about that, then that's one thing. But, you know, if you're not contributing whatever and however and whoever, then get out. 48 after the hour. Happy to have back on the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calitrin find success?
Well, I think that, you know, the reason Calitrin has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using your body's tools and helping your body's functions to burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently.
So we're in the beginning of the new year. What do we have for special deals?
Right now, we've got discounts on all kinds of packages on here. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see that there. And also, the more you buy, the more you save. It's at toploss.com. And then you can also use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping on all orders of Calitrin on there.
Toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Now 53 after the hour, one of the most pleasant times. We have lots of pleasant times here on the Good Day program every week. But I will say, I will attest to the fact, I will admit to my time with Warren is among the most pleasant experiences, and hopefully for the listeners as well. Warren Eckstein is the host of The Pet Show. Heard on a lot of these same stations every week, and you'll hear Warren and his tips every morning on the Good Day program. Plus, he visits with us every Wednesday to bring us up to date on things you need to be aware of, like what happens if your dog is exposed to artificial turf. What's the story with that?
You know, it didn't even occur to me to think about that, but more and more people are having artificial turf installed in their yards. And I can understand why, you know, less water, especially where I live in California, everything's less water. Bottom line is, people with artificial turf are advised to be extra careful when taking their cats and dogs outdoors, because the artificial turf becomes superheated in the sun and can actually burn their paws. I was totally unaware of that. In fact, artificial grass gets much hotter on the direct sunlight than regular grass. So if you have artificial grass, you know, they say hose it down before you let the dog out, or, I don't know, get a lawnmower and put some real grass in the backyard.
Well, you know that, but then there's this other, there's another angle here for real lawns. When people hire those companies that come spray the lawn with all that chemical crap to make them greener, that's not good for the dogs either. The dogs, when they lick their paws and stuff, that's bad news.
Absolutely, 100% correct. Everything I use in my backyard is pet safe. I research it, I make sure it's pet safe, and the person that comes and cuts my grass, before he puts down any fertilizer or anything in the backyard, I buy that myself and give it to him to use. I want to make sure he's using organic, natural stuff that's not harmful. Great point, by the way.
I have compost. We have a composting facility at the farm, and I just put compost on the lawn.
I guess if I had a couple hundred cows, I could do that.
Yeah.
Not easy to find compost instead
right.
of
mine. Yeah, not easy to find. Yeah. But you know what I did? I don't think I told you the story. My son lives up in West Hollywood off of Melrose, and they wanted to put in a new front yard. So Brendan says to me, Dad, how about we send out some compost so that I can redo the front lawn using the compost from the farm. There's a little bit of the farm out in California. So me being the guy, I said, yeah, let's do that.
So I packed up a ton of the fertilizer and had it trucked out there. It cost $1,200.
Wow.
Wow. But you should see the front yard. It's fabulous. It looks great. He's, you know, he's very proud of it, and it looks great. But, you know, and there's nothing in there that's going to hurt their dog. That's
so Massachusetts compost is now working its way into West Hollywood, California.
In La Jolla and West Hollywood. Yep, there it is.
There you go.
All right, hey. So let's talk about me going back and forth to California and having to leave Daisy here, or people who generally leave the home and leave their dogs at home, and the anxiety that they don't know is being created, although I sense it in Daisy when I leave. Their dogs are humans like that, right? They don't want you to be leaving them.
Exactly, and we often talk about separation anxiety, abandonment issues in dogs, but what about the other end of the spectrum? How do you feel when you leave Daisy at home? 48% that
awful.
Their pets make them feel guilty. They follow them to the door and look sad. They whine, and some of them say their pets get anxious. That's why one of the things that so many of my listeners have adopted and rescued dogs, and God bless them for doing that, but very often they use the term separation anxiety, when in reality it's abandonment issues. These dogs have been abandoned by people before. So every time they leave, the dog assumes, are they going to come back or are they going to leave me alone again? So it's important to understand that when I leave the house, luckily I'm able to have a security system so I can put on a camera and see where my dogs are, what they're doing all the time. But the anxiety before that electronic surveillance, the anxiety that I had whenever I had to leave my dogs for long periods of time or overnight just freaked me out. But it's important to understand, when you leave, don't make a big deal out of it. The dog picks up on that. Don't necessarily put on your jacket. Don't jingle your car keys. Just leave. No long goodbyes, no long hellos, and that will help the dog get over that anxiety when you're leaving.
Yep. Good thought. Here's the story of a bobcat that was caught lounging in a dog bed inside a home in Arizona, where there are a lot of bobcats. If you were to wonder, unless the window was open, I suppose the bobcat could just jump in and found the dog bed and went to sleep. I'd like to come home to that.
Those Arizona animals, there was a story about a bear that was in a jacuzzi the other day. I was just waiting for the dog and the bear to grab a beer and some chips and hang out there. But he was in the jacuzzi just hanging out. This bobcat goes into the house. When I lived in Arizona, I had javelinas. You know what a javelina is? I had javelinas in my yard all the time, digging it up and looking at the back door, wanting to come in.
They like a reptile, little reptilian?
No, javelina is kind of like a deer pig. It's kind of like
really?
It looks like a pig. Yeah, very, very big animals. Interesting.
Wow. All right, but look out for bobcats in your backyard there, boys and girls. Warren Eckstein, host of The Pet Show. Check it out at thepetshow.com. 59 after the hour.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.